go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
People don't change unless they want to. Your partner's annoying habits won't magically disappear because you nag. Your friend's self-destructive behavior won't stop just because you disapprove. Your parents' outdated views won't suddenly shift because you argue. As the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can offer support, share wisdom, even set an example. But at the end of the day, change comes from within. It's frustrating to watch someone you deeply care about make the same mistakes over and over. But the energy you spend trying to change others is energy you're not investing in yourself.
Yep, because that's just exactly how I feel. The message of today, I'm tired, nigga. And shout out to my wife. Shout out to Marcia. Shout out to Marcy. Shout out to Marcelo Sace. Shout out to Marcy Darcy. She is now 41. She is gang. And she just had her birthday. She did. She up there. Still look good, though. Fine as French wine. And my wife gives me the okay to talk about certain things I don't talk about. But I must say that I'm proud of my wife because she has taken the steps to improve herself for herself and then for everybody else. I have taken those steps too. We just have taken just a different route, right? And she's doing well. I mean, she's getting there. But recently, I don't think I spoke much about what occurred last year on her birthday while we were in Jamaica. But you know, it was a life changing. Yes, it was a life changing event. An emotional roller coaster. And then, you know, this year we celebrated as well. And I'm not going to say it was a similar life-changing event that occurred, but she did show that, it's certain things that she won't tolerate anymore and that she's not going to stand for anymore. And I had to applaud her for that. I had to salute her for that. I had to remind her that, hey, you did the correct thing, you know? I think maturing and growing up and understanding is knowing that, hey, some shit's just going to have to change. And before we could change anybody else, before we could change the situation, we got to change ourselves. We've all heard this before. We heard it on different levels. We heard it from different people. You know, so, you know, it's just one of those things where I might be preaching to the choir, but hopefully the people that we are going to continue to be in the same space, in the same spaces, people that we're going to be around, even if it's not all the time, every now and then, it's just, you got to understand that it's just certain shit that we don't tolerate anymore. I don't think I was talking to, shout out to G Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? GG, I was talking to her. Who else was I talking to? I think I was talking to Marcy about this as well. A couple of other people too. Greg, shout out to Greg. recently watched, and we've been seeing it for the past, what, year or so, the whole balloon popping and stuff like that. Me and Gigi, you know, constantly go back and forth about my views and her views and general views of the dating scene and stuff like that. And I, you know, still tell her to this day, I don't see it as bad as they see it, you know. But I'm also not in that field. I'm not in that space. You know what I'm saying? I'm not part of that population anymore. But I I have my reasonings for why I feel like it's not as difficult as they make it seem. And I come from the standpoint that, and it's not just pertaining that, though. I'm talking about we're looking for change and we're looking to upgrade our lives or go after what we want, dreams, you know what I'm saying? Working towards our dreams to make them come true. There's a lot of stuff that we're looking towards and looking forward to. Recently in my group chat, the fellas, we all talked about some of the things that hold us back from being better than what we are. And shit, damn near almost across the board, we had a lot of similar responses, you know, some different, you know. We went through a couple different things, but one thing that we all had in common was we dare procrastinate. And I can honestly tell you, I didn't see that in some of my friends. I didn't really, because I didn't know. But with them sharing that and being open about that, it made me, all right, I'm not the only one, right? And then I've started slowly working on not being in that type of space. And it's just procrastinating towards certain things. But those certain things would, you know, put a lot of pressure on me. And I wouldn't be in that position if I just went ahead and just did it when I was supposed to do it, instead of just waiting until the fourth quarter with, you know, 11 seconds left and I got the ball. I know I'm gonna get the jumper off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't have to wait until the end of the game to do what I have to do. Do this shit in the first quarter. When you are, like, trying to better yourself and have not just different views, but just looking at the outcomes from how you thought previously and seeing that that didn't work out, and you are willing to correct it, are working towards correcting it, then you start to see, which I don't know if I consider this a bad thing or a good thing, but it's like when you started to work on yourself, kind of like a drug addict in a way. Hear me out. If you start working toward yourself on getting better and not necessarily going cold turkey, but taking the necessary steps of saying, nah, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to smoke as much or whatever your vice is. And then you get to the point where whatever your vice is, it doesn't control you. Then you start to see how much somebody else is going through. You know what I mean? And naturally, when you are up, if you're a good person, kind-hearted person, whatever the case may be, and you want to help, you know, and I feel like that sometimes, and sometimes I don't. Not that I don't want to help, it's just you. Me personally, I don't feel like wasting time. Now that it just feels like life is racing at this point, at the age of 41, 42 coming up right around the corner. And it feels like just life is just racing. You know what I'm saying? And I follow a lot of these accounts where they talk about quotes and deep thoughts type shit and things like that. I get into that type of bag. That's just where my interest lies now. Or it always has, but now it's like you can truly understand it now. You know, some shit that your parents or somebody that you looked up to, you taught you, and now you kind of like understand it as an adult, you know? Shit hit deeper. shit hit deeper now. Pause if needed. Yeah, man, niggas is just, we all tired. You know what I mean? And then I'm talking about mentally tired. Physically is always going to be there because you're getting older. Certain shit you ain't going to be able to do physically anymore. Niggas ain't running a 4-2 no more. And if you are, I guarantee you after the end of that run, nigga, you in pain. Or the next day. We had leg day, what, about a week ago? About a week and a half ago? I am still recovering off of that. Not as painful as it was. My God, sitting down on the toilet or just trying to sit in my car was painful. But the recovery is not like it, how it used to be. This episode is just letting people know that, dog, we is not about to waste time anymore. It's a lot that we want to achieve. It's a lot that we deserve to have. And no, I do not have the answers for everybody else, but I have my own answers. And I just don't want them to be interrupted. You know, I don't do 100% or I'm not good at doing a lot of shit 100% that the world will tell you you need to do. You know what I'm saying? One of those things is, you know, call people. Make sure you keep in touch with people. I've tried my best. You know what I mean? But if I was 100% at that, I would be calling everybody in my goddamn phone, no matter the relationship. You know what I mean? And in all honesty, I don't be having the energy and I don't be caring like that. I just want to just chill most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, I ain't going to say everybody, but work, for the most part, kicks our ass, you know? And a lot of us work at jobs that is very taxing. Not saying that you don't like it or, you know, it's just one of those jobs you ended up with and you don't really fuck with it like that. You could have your dream job, but you still got to work hard at that. And it's going to be taxing on you because it's not always going to be, you know, dope days at work. It's not. So just imagine the people that go to work to a job that they don't really care for, but pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? They got benefits. You know what I'm saying? That benefit package is hefty. You know what I'm saying? So you deal with it. But we all out here trying to get to better days, you know, at the end of the day. And then everybody is dealing with something. You know, some people deal with more personal shit than others. Some people deal with personal shit and they know how to deal with it, but they procrastinate. Some people don't know how to deal with shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and myself, I'm probably like in between I'm in between those two. Like some shit I know I need to handle. I know I need to just tackle right away and it'll make me feel better. You know what I'm saying? And then there's situations where I don't have the knowledge, the resource or anything, and it's just trying to figure it out. But when you deal with procrastination, when you deal with stress, you get frustrated. And then I tell you, my procrastination palette looks like this. Drowning in music. You know what I'm saying? I might go down a path where I'm eating shit that I'm not supposed to eat. I don't want to sound like Martha from the Brady Bunch, but she went through that. And I'm sorry, I don't know her real name, but you know. But yeah, you know, it's depression and stress that comes in all type of forms. You know what I'm saying? And it can lead to you doing shit that goes against you mentally and physically. You know, that's why they push for you to go to the gym, switch up your diet. You know, find a hobby to tap into. Go full throttle at it, you know. But a lot of these niggas is hopping on podcasts and just blurting out their goddamn stress. And their opinions is attached to it, you know. Or a lot of people are hopping in relationships, not fully healed and not willing to work on it in order to be the best partner they can be towards that other person. And then the worst is when you get into a situation or you have your, when you're dealing with something or you've been dealing with something and then you project what you're going through on other people. That's the worst. You know what I mean? And it can't get no worse than you projecting your insecurities or your opinions on somebody who is currently fixing their problems. That can't be right. You know? So the message is work. You got to work on yourself at the end of the day. That's all it comes down to. You work on yourself and then have a lot of understanding. I mean, you can still have your standards, still have your boundaries, the whole nine. People got to respect you at the end of the day. That's what you look for. And then you got to do it. You got to send that. You got to send that back. You have to send that care package back. Now, when it comes to this astrology shit, I told y'all before in numerous episodes, I don't know if I really believe in it or not. All I know is what they say about a Capricorn, sometimes that shit be sounding true, and sometimes I'd be like, what? You know what I mean? I just roll with it. It's cool. It's cool to, it's entertainment at the end of the day. You know, I joke around and say, you know, my alter ego is Michael Myers. I know I'm a scary movie. I ain't gonna say I'm a scary movie fanatic, but I'm a scary movie fan. And I'm not saying that I can understand or be in the mind of a serial killer. But what I'm saying is the stoic, the cold-hearted, the stone look, because he's wearing a damn mask, is how you know, you could feel like that sometimes. Some people can feel like that sometimes. That's why I don't say I could fully believe in the whole astrology sign thing, because I think everybody can have the same symptoms of being an asshole, cold-hearted, jolly, happy. I think all signs can come across like that. You know what I mean? So you could say a sign right now. You're going to deal with a lot of fakeness. People so fake right now, you go ask a random person what they sign is, and they can say any goddamn sign, and the first thing people go, oh no, oh, these niggas are gonna say oh no to all 12 signs. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, we all fucked up. You know what I mean? And truth be told, we are, though. I don't think I've come across a person that I couldn't feel some of their energy. Like, yeah, something is a little off, but not even the energy. I don't even want to go down that route. But just knowing that, nigga, we live in a world where, dog, we got backgrounds, we got dysfunction. We come from dysfunctional families and shit. Like, a lot of people I know will raise their hand when I say dysfunctional family. I mean, it's all different levels of it, you know. Some worse than others, but shit, it's still in the same, under the same headline. And the one thing I just noticed is that people will make excuses. I know, because I'm one. I will make excuses for certain things, but I know in the back of my head, this is an excuse, and I can fix this, you know? But then I can look at other people and be like, nah, these niggas are making excuses, and they don't plan on fixing it. They're going to ride this excuse out. This is what they're going to die on, is this excuse. They make excuses for everything. And it's crazy. The ironic thing is excuses bother me, especially when you don't need an excuse for what the situation is. Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, you gotta, it's one of those things where I was laying down and I said, I've been through a lot of pain. When I started thinking about the losses, when I started thinking about the missed opportunities, when I started thinking about the shit that I've caused, the problems that I've caused that may have lingered, you know what I'm saying? Is you start thinking about all that stuff, you know? And then what is our purpose? What is our immediate purpose? Like, what are we doing? You know, like, are we here to just, you know what really messed me up? Because on an episode, one of the latest episodes, I said, I don't want people to send me negative content anymore. Mainly shit that has to deal with like death and stuff like that. And lo and behold, scrolling down the timeline, and I said, you know, to be fair, like I said, sometimes the shit just pops up on your timeline and it's not filtered out. Like, it's not, You know, they don't give no warning, no nothing. You could be watching a video, don't know what it could be. You could be watching a video and then boom, it just happens. You've already seen it. It's already there. And so, I don't know. I'm not sure if this guy is a rapper or if he's just a well-known cat from Philly. I forgot. I didn't really read the captions or anything. I do remember the video that surfaced before his death. But a cat got laid out in Philly on a bike, which was one of the, it just had me thinking, like, how do you even get this camera angle? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is so crazy right now. They post a video of him doing some disrespectful stuff. And then, what, a day or two later, he gets gunned down. And it's like, no disrespect or anything like that, but it's almost like the perfect view, the perfect camera angle in a way. And it's like, how? Like, how is this shit even? And it's, but this shit be going on. Like, it's just a bunch of negative shit on the timelines and stuff like that. I know I'm probably all over the place. I am, but it like, this is shit that we got to deal with every day. We got negative shit on the timelines, trying to filter it out. And then you got to deal with your own personal issues. And then people that's around you, people that you care about, you're attached to their issues, depending on how close you are and if you want to deal with it. And it's like, dog, this is the main reason why I be wanting to stick to myself. Just chill with my family and like certain friends. You know, you've gotten to a point in life where you want to do better and be better when you got to filter out certain names to attend certain events, whether it's vacations, birthdays, sporting events, you know, cookouts, whatever the case may be. Like, you filter you, and then you got to match certain people instead of just back in the day, niggas say we throwing a party, nigga, anybody will show up. That's when you have niggas walking in that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we just heard it was party cracking. We about to, like, nah, now you got to hand select, send text messages out and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And we've dealt with this for a long time. Raise your hand if you've ever had hosted an event, invited certain people, post the highlights of the event, and then you get certain messages like, oh, no invite. Oh, I see y'all partying without me. Oh, when was this? I wasn't invited. Like, that type of energy. My nigga, I'm almost 42 years old. If you ever approach me like that at this age, hey, I swear to God, I'll ignore you. It'd be better for me to ignore you than for me to, like, cuss you out. Just say you wanted to be a part of it. But just know, though, like, it's two things. Either we really don't kick it like that, so I didn't really think of you in that light, or I really don't fuck with you like that because we not trying to have that type of energy around our highlights. And that's the truth. That's the truth. We don't have to make up excuses anymore. We don't have to lie. We don't have to sugarcoat stuff anymore. Just know that from now on, yo, it's certain people that you do like, that you do tolerate, and they should know. They should know. They should know that, yo, I probably wasn't invited to this event because of my past actions, and I probably still act like that. And like the video that I played prior to this said, like, you can't change people. You can't do it. You know what I mean? As much as we think we can, as much as we want to, it's not gonna happen like how we think it is or how we think it's supposed to go. It's not. That's the frustrating part. And the even harder part than that is knowing that when you do turn your back and go the opposite way, knowing that you can't deal with this emotionally, emotionally anymore, the one thing that's going to bother you is that you still going to feel like you could. And in certain aspects, I can do that. I can go cold and be like, my nigga, I done said this time and time and time, and you do not listen. But I'm doing more harm to myself than I'm doing to the other, you know, than trying to help the other person. Because like the video said, though, you wasting your own time. I've always felt that way. I just never really said it out loud. Like, I'm wasting my time trying to help somebody, and they hear me, but it's like they not listening. And I had to realize, dog, that's not you. You not the answer. I've always said that giving out advice is not my thing, because nowadays people don't know how to receive advice. And when somebody is trying to give you advice, they always feel like the other person think they know what they're talking about. And it's not that. Sometimes advice is just a kind-hearted observation or a different perspective, seeing if it would help. I'm not saying that it is the answer, but dog, I get tired of saying the same thing over and over now. Especially if I'm talking to people that I actually love. And again, like the video said, and it's something that we all know, though, is that you really can't change a person. I think women have got a bad end of the deal with that a lot, or dealt with it a lot, because they're known for, A, picking a certain guy that they like, thinking that they will be able to change them. And it's not like that. The guys go through the same thing, vice versa. Women are basically the poster child of that, though, of finding a nigga that needs some help, and or a nigga that needs to change or grow up, and they think whatever they possess mentally or physically is going to be able to change that person, and it just don't happen. And then that woman is scorned, she's upset, she's hurt. Now niggas ain't shit, the dating pool got piss in it, all kind of shit, right? Same thing, though. And then you end up, cats end up with multiple baby mamas and stuff like that. That nigga getting taxed, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, but nigga, this is what you did, though. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't tell them nothing, though. I don't know. All I do know is that, like, there's more to life than just making excuses and trying to find some positive. That's the crazy part, is trying to find positive reasoning around your excuses. That should go in. I can tell you right now, if you made an excuse for some shit that you truly want, but then trying to psych me out that you don't want it, that shit don't work. Hey, look, you can live your life. I can promise you can live your life. It's not going to affect Baylor at all. You know, but Baylor do like watching niggas win, though. Whatever it is, Nick, when niggas announce that, oh man, I'm about to get, it could be anything. I'm about to get a new job. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to school for this. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a relationship, or I'm thinking about getting married. Whatever the case may be, I'm happy. Cause niggas is that's showing me like you shifting to like better thoughts. Like you looking for a dope outcome at the end of all this obstacle course that you're going through. You there's a common goal, like there's a common happiness that you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, be a part of. It's excuses. I think you can't praise certain people in life, celebrities, athletes, about what they say about their journey, and then turn around and say, I don't think this is possible. It's not adding up. Because not all these celebrities and not all these athletes had handouts or came from, you know, positive family backgrounds. Some of these niggas struggled just like you. Some of them were less fortunate, more than you. And they still got it done. Certain people just have a different type of drive to them. A lot of niggas did not like Kobe in the beginning. struggled liking him or having approval of him during his career and end up loving him and appreciating his career after he passed away because he defined hard work in a different type of way. Now, it was more geared towards basketball, but the nigga was different. Nigga got picked on. Nigga got joked on because all the shit that you want your kid to do, the nigga did. That's the truth. The shit that we think our kids are supposed to do, that's what that nigga Kobe did. Now, in the beginning, the nigga got clowned for it. Nigga didn't go out. You know what I'm saying? It felt like he was kind of weird. But now it's like, dog, man. I saw one of them balloon popping videos and it was this. I feel like I can go find a video, but I don't want to. I don't want to play the video. I'll just describe the video. But young lady did her best to try to disrespect this dude. The whole video. And he didn't necessarily go back at her like how you think he would or should have. I shouldn't even say should have, because let's just say I've seen like 20 of those videos. Out of those 20 videos, I've seen 3 positive outcomes. And 2 out of the 3 were a connection with the, you know, with the person. The other one was just being disrespected, but didn't stoop to that level, you know? And it's like, for what though? You know what I mean? People can say, well, why would you waste your time watching these videos? Nigga, I didn't say I was perfect. This shit's still entertaining. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this is what America is. Nigga, we built off of watching car crashes every day. Of course, we don't want to be a part of them. Of course, sometimes I want to speed past it and get home and ignore it. But then most of the time, it's like, nigga, we got to see what's going to happen. And sometimes I'd be sitting there just seeing how ignorant people can act and be. Man, that woman sit up there, that whole clip, letting it clip off on him. And he took every clip, turned it back on her in the most respectful way as he could. But it was like, what is the purpose of all this? Like, seriously, what is the purpose of you going on a quote unquote dating show to humiliate somebody that you potentially want to be with? Because everything, shout out to Uncle Dolomite. Listen to one of his latest episodes. It's the way you approach people, the way you talk to people. You know what I mean? Like, you could do it in a certain way. It's possible. Everything is off of tone and action. Even in the argument, even if you have differences, you in a debate, the way you approach it, the way you say certain things can determine a whole totally different outcome. It could be a friendly debate. And depending on how you react to what a person said and the tone you say it in, it could drive the conversation to a whole totally different level. And it's like, that's what we're dealing with in this world. It's just, it's misunderstanding, it's pain, it's wanting to be. No, a lot of these people wouldn't be able to handle being famous because there's nothing, you can't tell me, you can't name a lot of people that's famous that has dealt with it in a positive way their whole career. A lot of niggas that we like and follow have been through some shit. And a lot of that shit came about because of being famous and them niggas not knowing how to handle it. Too much attention. It go from you wanting some attention to getting too much attention. You ever paid attention to that? That's crazy. You ever paid attention to how you follow a celebrity? And we knowing that in the beginning of their career, they love that attention. They love that they're a part of this show or they're an artist. They made a great debut album. They're an athlete. And their first couple of years in the league, they, you know, play pretty decent, pretty well, or damn good. And they got a lot of followers on social media platforms, et cetera, et cetera. And then slowly but surely, that shit turn on them, because now you got fans that like you and you got fans that dislike you. And it's like they in your personal business, they make assumptions, they have opinions on what you should and what you shouldn't do. And it's just so much to the point where you like, dog, why are y'all even in my business like that? This is personal business. But prior to that, in your rookie season, your rookie contract, you loved all that attention. Nigga, they gonna build you up to the point where they gonna break you down. Niggas ain't built for none of that shit, dog. Why? Because we not built to sit up there and take all that negative shit back to back to back. Watching these negative ass videos back to back to back. Like, nah, you gotta filter that shit out. Nigga, we ain't not perfect. You gonna watch some shit from time to time, but that shit ain't gotta be every day. You ain't gotta pop the balloons on niggas every day. God, y'all wasting balloons out there. And where y'all getting all these red balloons? God damn, I didn't even know we had that many red balloons. Y'all not even getting a nigga a chance to talk. As soon as the nigga walk out, it's pop, pop, pop. Dog, we all need some help. And it starts with us. We need some motherfucking help. I know I need help, and I'm trying to help myself as much as I can. I am. Once I seen niggas write procrastination in the group chat, I said, God damn, it's really... And it's not that I needed that wake-up call. Nigga, I was working on my shit before I even found out the homies dealt with the same situation. But at the same time, it was like, come on. And start encouraging other people. Try that. I try. Niggas do not like to listen at all. Even when it's not advice, it could just be a positive observation. You know what I'm saying? Or dope, like it could be a dope opinion, but it might come off as advice. Nobody want to be told what to do. Whether it's negative or positive, they don't be wanting to be told what to do. But they follow certain shit online. Everything is a lie, man. Filters everywhere. Go out there and date. It's not that fucking difficult. Stop making excuses. Get off the internet, go meet somebody in person like back in the day, and take the risk. I don't want to hear no excuse. That's all niggas do. I'm going to tell you like this. Whether we are personal friends, associates, coworkers, whatever the case may be, nigga, when you make an excuse, just know I know. Just know I know, and just don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to me about it no more. I don't want to see no videos. I don't want to see no text messages, screenshots. I don't want to see no examples of no negative shit no more. Don't send it to me. Don't send me no TikTok videos. Don't send me no Twitter videos. Nigga, I don't want to hear no voice messages, nothing. You know these niggas is crazy. You know these women is crazy. Nigga, all of them not crazy. You just keep bumping into the crazy ones. Nigga, it's your fault. Not all of it, but most of it is your fault. If you keep bumping into the same women, if you keep bumping into the same niggas, if you keep getting into arguments with your relatives and shit like that, nigga, that's on you now. That's on you. So get your shit together. Understand that everybody is damaged in some type of way. Let them know I'm in my healing journey, healing process. I don't want to sound like them crystal niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like them crystal healing niggas. I don't. But what I'm saying is, nigga, go get a fucking life. And then look at all the shit that life can offer you on the positive side and keep going, my nigga. Have your boundaries. Build a wall. But also build a couple of doors, because the people that you want to fuck with don't have to climb that wall and just walk through the door. But build a wall for the bullshit. And stop making excuses. I'm working on myself every day to be a better person. I am. All right? If I'm not talking to you a lot, you might be the reason that I'm working on myself. Truth be told, I'm not lying to you. I got a couple of family members. No longer, like, I don't, like, my friends list, my friend roster, associates, whatever the case, all that is in check. There's nobody outside of my family that I stress over. I've already eliminated that. That's, I'm not even concerned about that. Now I have to work on family. Because some have been in my life my whole life. You know what I mean? Some have meant a, some mean a lot and have meant a lot to me. But you can also see the flaws in how they move. You know, manipulation goes a long way. Nah, I could spot that out. I could spot that out now. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Hey, get your shit together. Stop projecting the whole nine. And special message. And I think I've said this before. Dog, hey, if you drink liquor, understand this. Shout out to my people that eat edibles. Shout out to my people that smoke. I salute y'all. I'm not talking about y'all. Because niggas that eat edibles and smoke and shit like that, them niggas be chill. Them niggas don't, we ain't got to worry about those niggas. But you niggas that's drinking that liquor, okay, that liquor, whether it's dark light, bubbly, let me tell you something. It's me talking to you. If you don't know how to hold your liquor around me, don't come around me. Don't come to the same venue. You're not coming to my house. I'm not coming to your house. If you don't know how to hold your liquor and behave, don't come around me. Because now I'm getting to the point where I'm getting frustrated as an adult, an OG. And it's like, I'm going to put you in your place in front of people if they're around. I am going to purposely embarrass you if you own that bullshit. I promise you. And you want me to do that, then to do what I ain't gonna say what I really want to do, but the other option is knocking your ass out. And then you waking up asking what happened, and then they tell you, and now we beefing. So no, I'm just gonna tell you, don't touch me, don't hug me, don't blurt out my name, none of that shit. That shit not cute. That shit never was cute. I never did like that. Even though niggas was in their 20s drinking and stuff like that. We all lightweight. I can totally understand and stuff like that. But niggas in their 30s and in their 40s, if you niggas are still getting pissy drunk, you know what I'm saying? Blurting out random shit, hanging all off of people, threatening to slap box with niggas and stuff like that, I'm going to put you in your place. If you got a problem holding your liquor, stop drinking for a while. Or find another drink that you could tolerate more. Because I'm sick of that shit. Okay? All right, cool.
Because you niggas be tripping.